Hey, Roscoe.
Hey.
You're there. Let's put the vibe music on. It's vibe report time. Doot, doot, mop, mop. Hey, hey. What's going on?
Booze mop. Doo, doo, doo,
can you turn... Yeah,
let me put Bruce's monitor on there so you can hear him speak.
I can hear you.
Yes.
Has it,
konnichiwa, Roscoe-san.
Booze mop.
Hey, was that... Were you guys adding the echo on that endless sleep?
No.
No, that was their echo.
It was factory equipped.
All right.
Nice, huh?
Not bad. Got a little feedback going. I like it.
Yeah, we got this thing here.
Well, Hendrix,
caller,
you know.
Caller override. And I got this other one here. Caller monitor gain. How do you want some gain?
I think you just... Gain is good. I like gain.
I want some monitor.
You want some monitor?
Hey, look, can we get some more monitors here?
I got a radio on here, too, so that's adding to it.
You and Jonathan Richman.
Jonathan Richman.
Never mind.
Got a radio. How about it?
My still wearing that excellent T-shirt and all that, all of your own blood?
I washed my neck since you saw me.
Oh.
Little shaving accident?
Oh, yeah, well, I had only gone through half of the poor man's speedball when I started the... Only the coffee part of it when I started shaving.
That upside's harsh, man. It looked like Yucca Flats after the blast.
Yeah,
in there.
Bustelo and shaving don't go too well together.
Six Semper decaf, though, you know?
Nah, I don't want no decaf.
No way.
So what is the vibe today?
Today's vibe is it's probably an unheard vibe because it's such a nice day out and everything.
Yeah, but the contest did light up the phone, so they're out there. Yeah.
Okay, well, today's vibe is brought to you by... today's vibe is I'm glad to be here after last night. I went had a little barbecue with the Rivington School. And
no wonder you're bloody.
Ran into... those guys are behaving. They're really behaving.
Yeah.
Lots of pets and stuff. And then I went to the booze pit, ran into Den. Is Dr. Den with you?
The dinosaur is here.
Let's go.
Den is with us.
Den. How you feeling? You all right?
Oh, just fine.
All right, you were weaving a little bit on your exit. I was kind of...
ML says I called her, too.
Bent but not broken.
Bent but not broken. No, it was a nice vibe. It's good to be back in New York from Memphis. Last Saturday, after the vibe report, I did have an authentic blues experience.
Which was?
Oh, I just went to this place, Green's Lounge, with a lot of old people dancing. But I found the young kids, they were at the back table, and they kept, you know, hold it under your chair, man.
You got to tell them the rest of the story.
What, they put a coat over the sign?
Roscoe got up and jammed.
Oh, I did jam. I had to do the complete the evening, and they were looking at me, little crazy white boy, he's going to play the guitar now.
Did they ask you whether you were Bon Jovi?
There must be. They figured I was Bon Jovi.
Uh-huh.
Because they don't know how short he is. But,
I think you're a little slenderer than he is, too, man.
What?
You're a little slenderer than he is.
Is slender a word?
Bon Jovi? Is he a fat kid?
He's got a problem. He's got to take the life cycle with him in the bus.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Where'd you hear that?
Funny man Tom Kinney.
Cool.
Inside mm-hmm. connection at MTV until they told him to stop it.
Wow.
Well, I heard that a couple guys in his band, you know, they told him they had to lose weight, you know.
Well, with a name like Sambora, you know, you can tell he likes
no,
the snack.
No more
well,
mama's
a couple
pasta.
Of those guys, they figure they make enough money, they don't have to exercise, so they went for the liposuction deal.
Oh, Lord. Oh, please.
Excellent.
What do they do with that stuff once they sucked it out of you?
I don't know. I think it goes into dog
they
food.
Grease a skillet.
That's what they use in Pam.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. We heard a good one about. We heard Lou Reed likes to get his schwants nailed to boards by dominatrixes.
So, but how? After they nail it to the board, then what?
I don't know.
I
didn't ask. I'm still kicking myself.
Is that
with
all
a plum
it
bob.
Takes, you know, is that it? That's
no. They cover it in joint compound.
Holy moly!
Well, you know, what you really need is one of those nail guns to really satisfy a man like Lou Reed.
Yeah, with the 22 charge in it.
Uh-huh. Oh Lord. Yeah, he's a poop lapper too, apparently.
Yeah. Some people have all the fun.
It's true.
Oh, yeah, that Lou, he's into some weird skits.
Joyce had Dublin, Faulkner the South.
Lou Reed has, like, you know, the belle du jour.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, yeah, I'm still looking for an apartment, so I know all those Hound Show listeners are going to...
678-7743. Find Roscoe a reasonable place to live.
It's got
to
be in the neighborhood. The deli's got to be decent, not like one of those drug
delis. You see that... Hey, Roscoe, did you notice that, you know, we're getting that new 24-hour deli on our corner?
Right.
The sign that says free drivery?
Free drivery.
That comes in handy, man.
That's good. Maybe that's probably the same guy that did the Del Lord's t-shirts, fan tour of UOPE.
I've never had a drivery, but I'll be glad the first one is free.
I'm going to get a drivery when I go to UOPE. You know, yeah, we were playing a gig the other night in Belguium. Belguium. Where do they get these t-shirt guys? I just don't know. Some English guy.
Not out of the spelling bees.
Yeah, so I'm playing a gig. The Del Lords are playing an acoustic gig without Frank, the one who gets to hang out with the musicians at this place, The Spiral.
That's on Houston Street, right?
Yeah,
the Spiral Keep.
It's not too far from the booze pit.
Handy.
And, I'm going to be doing some B-bending on the Vin Scalza idiot show on K-Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow at 8, so check it out. Check out some B-bending.
Yeah, Vin Scalza, the only man to go from FMU to a real job in radio.
Yeah, the exception that proves the rule. Is that 8 p.m. or 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time?
8 p.m. Yeah, they changed it to the evening.
So get with it, folks.
Yeah,
But don't call the station because you're not going to be able to talk to them.
Who?
You.
Oh, right, I already did it.
Yeah. It's on tape.
But no... Not
on
really.
Tap.
It's live.
Is it Roscoe or is it Memorex?
It was live when we did it. That's right. ML just told me.
Mm-hmm. Good thinking. That's why she gets the big money.
She's also known as the brains of the outfit.
This is a female vibe.
ML. So tell us about the pajama party.
Not you. No, I don't want to hear about this pajama party.
Come on,
it was special.
Did you try in each other's panties?
Hi, ML.
Warner Kranz.
Hi, Sally.
Oh, God, now we really got it.
Did you all have, like, a pillow? Hey, ML, did you all have, like, a pillow fight or anything like that?
There was no fighting. It was like a peace vibe.
Oh.
Peace vibe. Peace this.
Earth Day or Prairie Dog Shoot? It's your choice, folks.
Where was the Prairie Dog Shoot?
It's coming up June 14th and 15th in Colorado.
Yeah, we were thinking of, like, putting a caravan together.
Yeah.
That'd be good. I think that would be a good thing to, we should lend all our clout to the Prairie Dog Shoot, you know.
Well, you can't get a coat out of it, but you can get a loincloth.
Right. There you go.
Jock strap.
Gotta get my old man to ship the poor tongue there.
Maybe some kind of hat band, prairie dog hat band.
There you go. All right.
Well, that's about the vibe report, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
Do you know of anything going on tonight?
I'll read to you from the FMU cultural listings
here. I love Freeform Radio, man.
You can go see Nirvana and Jesus Lizard. Stop me when you want to know. Hope Too Free, The Gibson Girls, Sonny Sherrick, The Pawns, The Atomic Bomb Babies, Butthole Surfers, The Selves, David Watson.
Where's The Butthole Surfers?
At the Lyric Theater on 42nd Street, which is a really excellent place.
Yeah, excellent place to see a trashy movie. I don't know about a fit for a slam pit.
So Shogun Assassin there, man.
Is that where
Joan
Jett played?
No, she played in the real Broadway theater. Oh. This is like a trashed out one.
Yeah,
on the deuce.
Who's putting that out?
I think they were doing it themselves.
Really?
They got sick of dealing with the Ritz.
I don't blame them.
Smart guys.
More power to them.
Yeah.
I saw that guy shake his head once and cigarettes came flying out of it.
He is a gnarly little guy.
Oh, well,
Okay.
Hey, well, how about it? And, we'll see you. That's about it.
Okay, Roscoe.
My desk, and next week we'll be back with some more abuse. Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha to you and yours.
Today's Vibe Report.